speaking with us today is Wayne Husted. Mr. Husted will be a very special guest at the 20th Century Show in Cincinnati, February 23rd and 24th here at the Sharonville Convention Center. Mr. Husted spent 11 years as a designer at Blinko Glass. He is considered to be their most prolific artistic director, producing more than 600 designs during his tenure there. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you.
You were engaged at Blinko from 1952 until 1963. Could you talk to us and address the changes in designs that you saw there during your tenure at Blinko?
Well, it was different at Blinko because Blinko's tradition of making stained glass for windows, and that made it a very different experience for a designer. And most of the factories of the time, in which there are like over 300, believe it or not, along the Ohio River, most of them, their designs were determined by their agents who said, oh, this is going to sell this year. And a lot of their designs were traditional. But with Blinko, they were used to making stained glass for windows. And so the whole authority and behavior, I guess, is what a designer did at Blinko was totally different than what designers did at any other plant. For one thing, most of the other plants had designers who lived in New York or Chicago, and they phoned it in and they designed there based on what the buyers wanted. At Blinko, the designer could make anything he wanted to because that's what happens at stained glass studios. The client comes in and they say, we want a new window. And then the head of the factory says, okay, go talk to our designer and tell him what you want in your window. So that changed everything and made Blinko unique.
Would you describe that as a shift from the glass world at that time being shifting from utilitarian to artistic, if you will?
You got it right on. And what happened was a discovery, a eureka moment by Anderson. And the reason his 920, which has been in the line for over the 60 years, he discovered that people were buying Blinko not to use, but to put in a window and look at. And that was the discovery that changed and made Blinko different. So every designer, myself included, said, hey, it doesn't matter where this works. It's just people are going to stick it on their window or put it on a shelf and look at it.
Through your tenure at Blinko, you created a collection referred to as the Jazz Collection. Could you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, that's very interesting because I never understood exactly why I was so fascinated with music, but it's one of the arts in my family. But I suddenly realized that the jazz group had something similar. I think it was an editor in the New York Times who said Husted's work was the jazz of its time. For example, if you take Dave Brubeck's Take Five, which I'm amazed how many people remember, it has no lyrics. It's just done for the rhythm and the color and music. And since the whole training of Bauhaus was all art has the same basis, rhythm, line, form, space, I said, whoa, that's true with jazz. So my wife, who has experience in book production and stuff, she also, in fact, our whole courtship was going to the jazz concerts in Europe. And she said, why don't you do a line, pick out the six or so, that's about all we could handle at the moment, six of your favorite jazz musicians and design something in homage. And so that's what I did. And then I tried to make one each in a different color that related to it as well. For instance, the blue bottle is Bluesette. That was Toots Thielemann, who I used to follow around listening to when I could. And he made a thing called Bluesette. Well, that's natural. So the big cobalt bottle that we have is called Bluesette. And I want to, and I have not yet, and maybe we can at the mid-century show, have a little vignette, maybe even one of those little things that plays a few bars of Bluesette. Dave Brubeck is yellow and has five sections to it. And it's like 20 inches high. The Bluesette, Toots Thielemann, still known by a lot, all the jazz people, he did the theme for Sesame Street. He also did Midnight Cowboy theme. So he's one of my favorites.
Tell us about a couple more. I think it's quite interesting.
Well, another one, and the one that's a little bit of a violation, is the Night in Tunisia. And that's an interesting question I asked. Do you know why Night in Tunisia is called the Hamlet of jazz? And no one knows that. I read it. That because Night in Tunisia has been played by, who played Night in Tunisia?
Dizzy Gillespie.
Right. Well, he is played by every high school band. And if you look at the stopper, it is the most perfect design I've ever done. The top is a minaret. night in Tunisia, you know. But the reason I named it that is because it is like Hamlet. Every high school and every major drama has played Hamlet. Every band played Night in Tunisia. And the other thing is it has a spout which can only be made by hand and can't be made by us. So that's on that one. And that one also, the coloring, believe it or not, is gold, real gold. But it takes so little of it, it's not nothing more expensive. But I'm looking at one now, and it's one the most perfect one I've ever done. And I'm not going to, it will be there for sale, and there'll be one very close to it, but not exact.
Tell me something, then, quite a shift then from the profile of the buyer of your designs back in the 50s and 60s to the popularity and profile of the buyer of today. Could you talk to us a little about that?
It's changed so radically. You know, it used to be you had the trade shows in the hotels and then finally in Atlantic City, and you had trade shows all over the country. Now, if you're selling to Walmart, which I designed for Anchor Hawking, as well, you have to go to them. They don't come and see you. So the trade shows have changed enormously. They don't have trade shows like they used to have. They do for cars. They do for fashion, but not for glass anymore that I know of.
And is that shift in the profile of the buyers of these artistic pieces comes as a surprise to you then?
Oh, yeah, a surprise and a challenge. Because what I'm finding out is a lot of a 27-year-old daughter in college, and I'm amazed at how many of them now know jazz. You know, mm-hmm. You know, we mentioned I knew Dave Brubeck. You know, I mentioned Maynard Ferguson, who was one of my favorites. I mentioned, oh, yeah, sure, he played the theme for Rocky. So there is a group of college kids today who are still into jazz.
And what's in your collection?
That's what they asked. I can't afford my collection. what I have is very, very eclectic. I have the rarest piece of Blanco ever made, literally. And I've sold everything that I had, which was of the vintage, frankly, or my sister or my kids have them. So I have a section of slides that I have. I have things that I brought back from Thailand that were particularly interesting. But I do not have any. I maybe have 6 pieces of Blanco. Vintage.
Wayne, I'd like to thank you for speaking with us today and sharing your design experiences. For our listeners, you can meet and chat with Wayne at 20th Century Cincinnati, which is a spectacular show of mid-century art and design to be held at the Sharonville Convention Center on February 23rd and 24th. You'll find a link to the 20th Century show and much more at our website, wvxu.org. Wayne, thank you so much.
No, thank you for asking me, sir. I appreciate it very much.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Stuart Holman.